All right, joining the Red River Farm Network is Morgan Hansen, a commercial agronomist with Mycogen. And Morgan, as you and I were talking beforehand, some farmers are starting to get out into those fields and do some minor field work, but no major activity really happening for the territory that you cover as of yet.
Yeah, that's true. Just driving around the past couple of days, I've seen a few people starting to scratch around in the field. Just kind of picking their better ground, higher ground. It's still pretty wet out in a lot of the locations in the area that I cover.
And so obviously when we still talk about temperatures being cool and soil conditions being wet, the first thing that farmers should be doing or have their agronomists be doing is taking those soil temperatures, correct?
Yeah, the soil temps, I think I looked the other day up in at the Crary station, it was still 33 degrees. I think right now, I mean, since everyone's been cooped up and, you know, been sitting on it and waiting, the biggest piece of advice that I would have is just still be patient. Still wait until those soil temps warm up. Go out and test different areas of your field and stuff. That would be the biggest advice that I have right now, just because guys are really anxious to get out there and start going, especially since it's sunny and it's warming up. We still have a while to go, especially on the pieces of ground that weren't worked last year. If those were left, those are going to be cooler longer. So that would be just be patient, I guess.
So when we talk a little bit more about acreage, Morgan, and some of the things that farmers may have learned from 2019 planting, especially as it relates to corn and variety and hybrid selection, both for corn and beans, really. What did we learn from 2019, and what are farmers taking into consideration this planting season?
I think this planting season, guys are wanting to move to earlier maturities just because of what happened last year. So it doesn't, you know, we don't run out of, you know, last year we didn't accumulate enough GDUs for a lot of stuff to finish, especially if they pushed their maturities last year. So they are definitely wanting to move to earlier maturities this year if they can get it.
And so when we deal with some of those fields last year, I know, well, you and I both know that there's still corn trying to be harvested in a few places here in North Dakota. And so when we're dealing with some of those fields that, you know, have a lot of residue and that sort of thing on them, what should be a plan a farmer can have in the back of their pocket for those fields? I know there's talk of PP as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of case to case and what their plans are, their location. I know, yeah, there's a lot of corn left standing. There was soybeans left standing where I was driving yesterday. So whether, you know, it depends on, you know, how wet it is too and when they can even get that off or when they can turn around and plant again. So I think it's really case by case and, then you have, you know, fertilizer. I think that there's going to be a lot more urea spread versus anhydrous, just the way that the year is going and how they're going to cover that and, you know, just their whole fertilizer plan. It's kind of, there's just a lot to take in and kind of plan for in a year like this.
Mm-hmm, certainly. And so once conditions are a little warmer and fields are a little drier, Morgan, and farmers start getting into those fields, is there such a thing as, you know, planting too early, or how do we kind of lean over that tipping point of to plant or not to plant?
I think it depends on, you know, when they get in, the dates, and you know, what they kind of had in plan already. Did they already order seed? Can they switch? Going back to temperatures, I would hope that things would warm up soon and the temperature would warm up soon. You know, for the northern guys, I think that they kind of have a lot more options that, I guess, with the canola and the wheat and everything versus guys who are kind of on a corn and bean rotation. I mean, there's options for everyone, but I think it just depends on when they can, you know, just get out there and it depends if they have standing corn or, you know, if they're going to plant right into their corn and not the amount of trash that they have. And
well, are there any other common questions here, Morgan, as we wrap up our conversation that you're fielding from, you know, the farmers or the retailers that you work with, or any other talk, you know, within Micogen for prepping for the 2020 planting season?
I think just as we move forward and plans start switching, just make sure that you're communicating your plans with your retailer, whether you're switching, you know, crops and you need different fertilizer recommendations, or you need earlier maturities. I know that there's not a lot available right now because everyone wants to move to earlier stuff, but it's always, you know, good to ask. So, and if you do have any questions, reach out to your local retailer, your Micogen sales team, or your Micogen agronomist for any other questions that you may have.